Broadcasting from the super-secret underground bunker at World Headquarters, this is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Stand by. Accessing primary security protocols. Your access has been approved. Welcome to Level 117.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Level 117. We are back. We have recovered from tryptophan.
We're back.
You our, have, maybe.
Our turkey guy. You know, I had a very, very quiet Thanksgiving. Watched the Star Wars trailer 100 times. At least.
That's all. Rewind. You'd watch it more.
Rewind and repeat. So, but we're not talking about Star Wars tonight. We're talking about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not at the moment, we're not.
We will be, though, because they're back as well. They took the week off to let people dance and stuff. So now everybody's back on track, which, you know, the holidays just mess everything up.
I hate it when that
don't
happens.
They? Well, they do, because it throws the schedule off, and you can't get your clients to call you back, and it's like, no,
you're
really.
Right. Everything's on hold.
Invoice?
Yeah.
Pay? Oh, holiday? What? Anyway, okay, Jason Hunt here along with the usual gangs of suspects, and everybody's here.
Yay!
Yay!
For, that? I don't know.
In the same room at the same time.
Yeah,
true.
Really. So we've got Cammie Settle.
Get a camera.
We're
quick.
Fly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should take a picture. Because Tim and Cammie are both in the room.
In the same room.
Yeah.
It's done with smoke and mirrors. I keep telling you that.
So in other words, they're not really the same person.
And yet, strangely, you don't have the camera.
I got one right here. I got one right here. Hold on.
This Instagram. Seat.
It's a shame it won't work.
The battery.
it's at home.
Oh, sure. And Tim ducks down. All right.
It's the Bigfoot syndrome.
Yes. Cammie Settle is here. Tim Harvey. Maya Aides, yep. Dan Handley.
Hello.
And we are talking Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ye Who Enter is the name of the episode. And this is the episode before the episode where we see what's going on in the city of Atalan.
Actually, if I had my guess, I think it's the episode before the episode before the episode.
No, I think we're going to get something next week because next week's the winter finale.
Yeah, but they're not going to reveal everything. I mean, it's going to be a cliffhanger.
It'll be a cliffhanger, but it'll be. I think we're going to get something really, really significant at the end of that, where everybody goes, "What?" And then we have to wait until March.
Yes, and then it just cuts to black.
Oh, what happened to Mac was not enough of a what?
No, it wasn't.
No,
no, that's just a hint. That's just a little hint. Just a little. Something. And speaking of that, what happened to Mac? Well, what happened to Mac? Let me throw this out here first because it has been a topic of conversation around the internet this week.
Spoilers.
Because we are not going to do to you what AMC Network did to the Walking Dead fans. We're going to tell you up front we're talking spoilers. Just simply because if you haven't watched the episode yet, then you should before you listen to our show.
Or you'll be very disappointed in yourself.
Yeah, well,
us, because we did warn you.
And we would be very disappointed in them.
Because you have no self-control. That's what it is. It's a self-control
it's
issue.
It's like going to the back chapter of the book.
It is. It's almost exactly like that. Yep. It's finding
I've
out what's going on.
I've never done that. Because
I haven't either.
Why? Because then... It won't make sense. I mean, if they've done their job, you shouldn't be able to know the whole story from the last chapter if you haven't read the book.
No, but you can find out who's still there.
That's true.
But then the adventure
that
comes
done
in
this,
finding
but...
out how you got to that point.
It's not the destination.
it's
the journey. Yeah, right.
No, so it's the destination.
I want the destination that gives us money.
It's not the journey. It's the REO Speedwagon.
You know, it completely unrelated to anything that we're going to be talking about tonight. I saw somebody had posted on Facebook something. Her grandfather apparently owned an REO Speedwagon, like an actual real one, antique REO.
Uh-huh.
And I did not realize that it was named for Mr. Olds, R.E. Olds, who is also the guy who was responsible for the Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Olds was his name. I was like, I didn't know that. You know, as much as Tim and I have talked about the internet making everybody stupid, every now and then you run across a little nugget of something that you didn't know that actually turns out to be true.
And, you know, it's rare. To say, this has got to be a record because we are under 5 minutes into the program and you have digressed into car makes.
Yes.
No, nice. No, I'm pretty sure you've digressed quicker than that.
Well, I'm going to have to go back
to
the archives.
Not into cars.
We may have gone zero to digressions in seconds.
I think two episodes back, it may have been the last episode a couple of weeks ago, we started in a digression.
Yeah, we did. In fact, we started in a fit of giggles.
Yes, we did. Yes, and it just...
Oh, this is the one where I called in. You guys were having fun without me before you called me in.
We were having fun, but not because you were gone.
Yeah, right. Nice recovery there.
Because we like having all of you here, and we like having our listeners. We do have some regulars, and it does appear, maybe from the numbers that I'm looking at, that our audience is growing. If you are new to the show, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Bring your friends.
Thanksgiving, I think most of the audience has grown.
I would hope. A little bit, yeah. And if anybody out there is connected to a coffee company and you would like to sponsor the show...
We will not turn that down.
We'll take cash and coffee. So I guess at some point we got to talk about the episode, don't we?
We could do that.
There's quite a bit happening in this one.
Yeah, there was a lot of things covered.
It goes quick.
A lot of action.
And
some good technical stuff, too, like special effect type items.
Flying bodies.
Yes.
The umbrella with the cloaking device.
Yeah, that was cool.
Now, that was kind of fun.
That was fun.
I don't know why, but that made me think of Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a Whovian thing.
It just like, all of a sudden, I was thinking, that's like something that the Doctor would use.
It's phone booth kind of thing.
Yeah. So we have Reyna, the target of Hydra kidnappers. Mm-hmm. They want to find her because they think that she can activate the obelisk, the diviner.
She can drive the diviner.
And it will find the city.
Which is, we finally find out why they called this thing the diviner this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does divine the holder to the city.
Well.
It finds the city.
Oh, well, yeah, well, there is that. But it also, divines who is worthy. Yeah. And who is not. And those who are worthy. And those who are worthy don't die when they touch it.
I think that's
just a side effect. I really think the diviner was because it finds the city.
But I still think
it's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Well, no, okay. I think you're right, but I also think that the obelisk, the diviner, is a Terrigen crystal. I'm going to buy into that theory.
Yeah, so. I think it could be
crystal.
Terrigen crystal.
I think it creates the mist.
I think it will.
It will trigger a device in the city that creates the mist.
Yeah.
Mist.
Yeah. Yeah. And given the fact that the city is buried underground, there's a chance that they could destroy the city and bury it before the Terrigen mist escapes, unless that's the cliffhanger for the winter finale.
Well, that
is
may
the
have,
Terrigen yeah. mist coming out yeah. of the ground.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum,
it may have been the purpose for that seal on the tunnel that they cut open.
The one that dropped some 100 feet down.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Wait a minute. Okay.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah, I think we are. We'll do discussion and analysis in the backup. So what we're going to do, what we've got here, we've got Hydra's after Reyna and the Koenig brothers. Are part of the team to extract her.
Mm-hmm. How many of them are there?
Ooh, about 13.
You know, I don't
72?
Think
72.
I don't think 13 is the right answer.
No, no.
Because the way they said it, and oh, we got you with that.
Right.
I think there's more.
Oh!
I think there's more. I do because you know,
I was thinking less.
Well, because we still don't have an explanation as to what exactly they are.
Right.
That's true.
They could be. I don't think they're clones.
You're talking universe stuff now, aren't you?
Yeah,
Marvel universe stuff.
No, I think just in the show universe, in the story universe, we have a mention of life model decoys, but we don't have any hints that cloning technology exists yet. So unless they specifically come out and say, hey, I wonder if you're a clone, because, you know, that batch that we had back in this, the other.
Yeah.
But so far, cloning has not been introduced, but life model decoys have.
Now, do life model decoys bleed?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're made to look completely human.
Right.
Really?
Okay. And there's some... they have to look human long enough.
Okay.
Right.
Well, because I'm assuming the first one that was killed by Ward could have been a decoy as well.
Right. So depending on
and he was
how they're
definitely
designed,
bloody when they found him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them will bleed more. Some of them will, Nick Fury used to get shot in the head a lot back in the comic books.
I hate
books,
it when that happens.
And, also be like, wait a minute, this isn't blood.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
How many times has Maria Hill gotten killed in the comic books?
There's been plenty of them. It's the lot of being a SHIELD director.
I'm
getting
not
killed.
Dead yet.
Your job as SHIELD director is to die regularly, and then it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that would suck.
This is a life model decoy. You're still alive.
That's how they explain the master keep coming back.
That's right.
Maybe.
Yes.
So where are we in the story here?
Raina's
been snatched. Yeah, they're trying to snatch Raina, and in the meantime, Coulson takes Fitz and Simmons and Mac and Bobby to the city of Adelan. It hasn't been named yet, but that's what we're calling it.
Okay. Which happens to be below Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that was a surprise. One of our online fans, our regular listeners, Tom Townley, he posted on Twitter the other day. He's like, what do you think about the location where they've hit it? It's not China. And I didn't get a chance to respond. But I think it's interesting that we're seeing this in Puerto Rico and not China, which makes me wonder... what's in China?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tea. Lots of tea.
Lots of tea, yes. And rice.
And rice.
So we've got two threads in the story, and at one point those threads intersect with Ward grabbing Raina and Sky off the plane.
Yes. And just for you listeners, Ward is still creepy.
Right, creepy.
He's not changed.
No.
Still very creepy.
Well,
how did
and it's
they board the plane?
There is where the Quinjet can attach to the bus up top.
Okay.
There's an airlock.
Did you notice
you
that
the
plane
the
doesn't like
together.
Move or anything when this other plane docks on them? Nobody seemed to know that they were there. I mean, I sneeze in my car and it rocks.
Well, they hadn't docked yet. They surrounded the plane and said...
No, when they came in... They were surprised when they came down the stairs.
They were surprised that it was Ward coming
came
in.
Down the stairs.
Yeah. It was
they
not
knew they
the
were going to be boarded.
Yeah.
But shouldn't the thing have, like, moved?
Maybe that was a jump cut.
That happened during the commercial.
Yeah, I think it did.
Actually,
it was a transitional
not in the budget.
Thing. They cut that out.
Actually, he can really land it like a leaf on the wind.
Oh, you did not do that.
Wait, too soon?
So
we only can wish about Ward. Being a leaf on the wind.
I don't know. I kind of like him being creepy villain.
Well, he does it so
well.
This year.
He's much more interesting as the creepy villain.
Yeah. Yes,
much more fun
and very creepy.
And we get a sub thread with Fitz and Simmons.
Yep, they finally
not
have the conversation.
No, they haven't yet.
They start.
It's coming.
They start to have the conversation.
Coming. Maybe that's the cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, and you know,
how do you really feel about me, Gemma? Black.
That's not really.
Well, here's
of
the deal, Larry. Because we all know she's the last person to know.
I love you, Fitz.
No.
Is that coming?
There was foreshadowing.
Should we do the death poll? Should we bring back the death poll? Who's going
to
die?
We'll have to add some new people to the death poll.
I was going to say. I think we may have seen that tonight.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Probably not. I'm going to suspect not. Actually,
no. Probably not.
Well, I don't know. After a 100-foot drop.
People could survive.
Of course, he is the devil.
Well, he was
El Diablo.
He was taking it pretty well, actually. The whole
hit with everything that was breaking over him.
Yeah,
but then again, it's
we are talking about Mac. By the way,
it is a Joss Whedon show, and we did get to where we liked the character.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's prime time for him to die, I guess.
And Coulson made the big announcement that it's not Mac anymore.
So. I was reading the biography of Whedon. I finally finished it. Amy Pascal did a biography of him, and it covers all the way up through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And there's a section in that book that talks about where this kill the popular character practice came from, and it stems from the unexpected death of his mother. It's part of it. It's not the end all be all of the whole thing, but the way his reasoning is that death is a lot of times unexpected,
right?
And it's painful. And it's something that people have to deal with, and it's not convenient.
Right.
And it is a game changer. It is one of those things where you're like, now what do I do? Now what happens? Right. And so that's where a lot of this started to come from, is you build up the character so that people like the character.
So they care.
They care, and that's when you kill them, because the pain is part of the story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it actually makes a certain amount of sense.
Sure.
So who do we like the most?
That's not even saying. You might jinx him, right? And on that nice thought,
well, Mac was already a likable character.
Well, yeah, I mean they're all likable characters.
Character.
Yeah.
And maybe he still is. We just don't know.
Ward?
No, Mac.
Yeah. Oh, well, once he gets the red devil eyes, because red eyes, that's never good.
It can't be good.
It's always
a bad sign.
Give him some clear eyes, right?
He'd be fine.
The two story elements. I mean, if it's a pretty straightforward episode, where you've got Raina is trying to convince Sky to go meet with Dad because, hey, we can touch the obelisk.
Yeah, we're
nobody
special.
Else can.
We're special, and your dad's not that bad.
Yeah, and Sky's like
he's so misunderstood.
And Sky's still trying to wrap her head around the idea of maybe she's an alien.
Right.
But Raina told her they're not. They're humans. But that actually reinforces that
they're
talking about inhumans.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. We did get confirmation of the Kree.
Yes, actually heard the word.
And Whitehall is not happy that Ward didn't blow up the bus.
Yeah.
And we still have Agent 33 wearing her mask.
Did you pick
her
up
mask?
That when May asked Ward, or she told him, you better pick a side, and he said, oh, I already have.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick that up? Because, he's making the calls now when he can. He's making the shots. He's calling the shots.
Well, and the impression that I got there is not that he's on Hydra's side or Shield's side.
Right.
He's on his side.
Right. He's on Sky's side.
He's on his
side.
Own agenda. Yeah, it's all for Sky, which is really creepy now.
Yeah.
Did I mention Ward is really creeping me out?
Yeah.
Sky. Or he's just got his own agenda altogether.
Yes, and our agenda includes a break. So we will take a real quick break, and we'll come back and we'll do some more discussion and analysis, and we'll get a little bit more in the depth on the episode tonight when Level 117 continues. Stand by.
You're listening to Sci-Fi for Me Radio, until you unsubscribe in a sudden but inevitable betrayal.
All right, you all listening to Level 117, you are no doubt true believers of some stripe, as are we, and some of you are probably even fans of the Distinguished Competition. So, now that the first wave of DC Comics television shows are on the air, it's time to talk about them. Our new DC TV podcast, we call it The Rogues Gallery, and you can hear that same place you hear everything else, right here on Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Hey everyone, Leslie Walker here, inviting you to join me and the rest of the Sci-Fi for Me crew every week as we dive into the details of the TV shows that you and we love. Did you miss your favorite show this week? Or perhaps you need someone to talk to about that latest plot twist and the implications. Well, maybe your friends don't geek out over shows like Supernatural, Grimm, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like what your friends over at Sci-Fi for Me do, but hey, it's what we live for. So join us for the latest at scififorme.com, your portal to the science fiction multiverse.
And now, back to Level 117, the only 100% Hydra-free podcast on the internet. Hail Hydra.
Back on Level 117, Jason Hunt here along with Cammie Settle.
Hello.
Maya Aids.
Yodio.
Dan Handley.
Hello.
Tim Harvey.
Hello.
See, they're all here. I have them trained. All I need is, I didn't even need the little bell. Right?
But you are dangling carrots.
He gave
though.
Us That's coffee.
Good. I did. I did. I can bribe you with coffee.
Which means we're pretty dang cheap.
And, well, there was fudge also.
Well,
there
given,
was fudge.
Given the fact that we have no budget, mm-hmm. You've got to work cheap in this town. Okay, so we are talking Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they are working a little bit with limited resources as well, trying to find this city, breaking into the communications platform in Australia last week in order to find this this buried underground
city.
Mm-hmm. And Sky recognizes a symbol that she interprets to mean the temple on the map of the city.
Right.
And she's realizing they can't go in there. And we find out somehow Matt gets affected by whatever is down there. He touches something. He touches a carving on the floor and apparently is infected with something.
With something. It's really hard to tell. It's transferred to his hand.
Yeah.
And but other than that.
Some kind of energy or something.
Yeah, I expected him to turn into a rock like most people did with the obelisk, but instead the markings.
No.
Well, it was a circle and lines markings similar to the city map, but those started to light up on his hand in great pain.
And then he got all...
Got all painful.
Grouchy.
And yelly and yeah.
Yeah, got a little yelly.
Yeah. Yeah, overall grouchy, I think that's
yelly good. And throwing people around E.
Yeah, it was definitely some adrenaline and something else.
Yeah, because the icer didn't work on him.
The icer didn't work on him.
With enough control that when they pulled him up before it took him over completely or did whatever to him completely, he did tell them to run.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if somebody looks at me with red eyes and says run, I think I'm going to run.
I definitely will.
Yeah,
I've always taught my children red eyes are a bad thing.
It is.
Now, is this the first time we've seen Bobby's nightsticks with their electricity? This is the first time she's used that part of it, right?
I think so. I don't think I've seen them before.
Yeah, now that's from the comics.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't just impromptu?
No, that's part of her shtick.
Okay. I see what he did there. Nice.
I believe that would be plural.
It's part of her shticks.
I try. I'll be here all night. Try the veal.
And Fitz couldn't shoot.
No, but he almost did. Mm-hmm. I think he would have if Bobby hadn't come up behind Mac and shocked him.
I do too.
And that dynamic was interesting to watch tonight because Mac is sitting there going, "Okay, I've had enough. You two have to talk."
Yeah.
And when he sits there and says, because the awkward silence is just, I'm done.
Why are you leaving?
Yeah.
Because the awkward silence is too much.
But it is interesting that we haven't, you know, we've gone this far into the season and we haven't got that scene yet between Fitz and Simmons. We've had pieces of it. We have hints that it's coming.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you
one
mean like
thing...
you're talking about the scene being a reconciliation or
the confrontation, the final.
They started the night.
The blow up.
I don't know.
Because
in
that's
real
coming.
Life, in real life, this is what happens sometimes. You say part of it, and then later you'll say another part of it, and you may not actually have that.
Yeah, but I think one part. Showdown. Yes, but in television. You
it's
have
supposed
that.
To work differently, there,
you,
Maya.
You're going to have that scene, and I think
Jason needs closure.
Well, it's not really so much closure as the fact that you've got they're building towards something.
Yes,
it feels like that they're building towards something between these two,
well,
whether it's going to be
right.
a reconciliation or a confrontation or something.
So Bobby made some observations tonight in tonight's episode,
yes.
And she told Simmons that Simmons would never pass a lie detector. She's already given herself away. She doesn't have poker face.
Yeah, well, we've
and
known
she can
that
already
all
tell,
along.
Right, but Simmons is rejecting this idea that she's in love with Fitz.
Yeah.
She hasn't embraced that yet.
I'm not sure she recognizes that she's in love with him yet.
But I think she is.
I think she's confronted it, and, you know, it's kind of hit her.
Well,
but
it
like
hit her
she
fast.
Said,
she didn't
she
have
hasn't
time
had time to process.
That.
Yeah, and I think that still is hanging there. For her to sit there and examine and try to figure out just exactly what she feels.
Yeah.
But I think we're one step closer.
Yeah, I do too. Something's going to happen. Something major will happen.
Although if they run into each other's arms and kiss and fall over, I'm done. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't want that to happen. That's too...
That's
how about
way
the,
out of
the
character.
Long walk under the moonlight.
No.
I don't.
Not unless it was to look at a constellation or some kind of... You know, scientific
bounce a laser
something.
Off the moon. No, I don't think we're going to have that kind of a scene between the two. I think
be walking off in the tarragon mists.
I don't know if it's going to be awkward. You think?
No, it'll be fast.
Oh,
it'll,
the first kiss? Be,
No. Just that whole conversation
the
that
they've got.
The first
kiss will be extremely awkward.
Of course
awkward.
It's going to be awkward. Those two are awkward around anyone.
I think they're going to end up in each other's arms before they realize what's happening. Mm-hmm. It will be like in an emergency situation or right after something.
You remember the
happens.
Sandwich that Simmons made for Fitz?
Yeah. On that mm-hmm. time when he went with Ward on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was early in the season, mm-hmm. last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that was, food is often a gesture of love. It's something that we give to somebody. It's instead of saying, I love you, you give them food.
Like coffee from potential sponsors.
And fudge.
Yeah.
I love you, fudge. All.
I was going to say, is that what you're telling us? Is it your
I think so. Either that or he's fattening us up for the holidays.
No, I'm fat
too late.
For the kill.
Too late. Yeah. That's
he's
what I meant.
Up to eat us later.
By the way, pay no attention to the axe in the corner.
Talk about Ward being creepy.
Wait, what's all this plastic on the floor? No.
I didn't notice a drain before.
There actually is
a
one.
A garden
there.
Hose. What's that doing here?
But we've got
Agent 33.
Yeah, Agent 33.
Posing as May with some really bad sunburn on one side of her face.
She's got
and a robot voice.
Crazy nanotech on her face that's fused to her face now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because May electrocuted her.
So she can't become anybody else but May.
She can't take the mask. Well, she can't even be herself. She can't take the mask off.
Right. Oh, sucks to be her.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you know what?
You could be worse people than May.
Must be awesome to be the actress.
It's cheaper.
That's right.
That's one less actress you got to pay.
I don't know. I think that deserves time and a half.
I don't know. Would you pay her for two characters?
You pay her for the screen time, don't you?
She'll get more screen time.
I mean,
she's probably under contract for a certain amount per episode. And
she'd be like the Koenigs.
It might be just a salary.
Yeah. How many of them
are
there?
13 of them.
I don't know. How many Koenigs do you think there are?
Well, we've seen three. They claim to be. They have.
I thought we saw
three
tonight. It was only two.
We saw Billy, Sam.
It was Billy and Sam tonight.
How did they really get around?
There was the one that was killed.
Eric was killed,
and I think Shield is probably concealing the existence of some Octomom from years ago. There's more.
Cephalopod mother.
It would be interesting to see if any of them are Hydra agents.
They were part of a litter.
You know, maybe the bad sheep Koenig.
So they would have like a little mustache or something, right? A little
he's the one dressed in biker gear.
No.
Because I just want to see him dressed like a biker.
He's actually the shorter one.
Yeah.
that was a fun bit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they had their joke. Now Bobby had an interesting line tonight.
Which one?
Well, so this was when she was in the cockpit of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was a bit of mystery thrown out there.
Right? And Mac comes up and... Was it Mac?
Who says,
are you going to bring Hunter in on this? And we didn't really know what he was talking about. And she says, no, he doesn't know anything about that.
The other one.
Right.
So, or the other thing. Was it
the other thing?
The other thing.
Yeah, it wasn't the other one. It was the other thing.
What's the other thing? Hartley was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it was?
It was the other thing.
I don't know. Yes.
Something from their past.
Are we setting up for the back half of the season?
Probably.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
There's got to be another storyline.
What if I want it to be West Coast Avengers? It's not.
It could be S.W.O.R.D. Maybe it's another step toward Alpha Flight.
Seems a little vague.
I doubt it.
Actually, I'd be real surprised.
The music
that seems bigger
ominous.
Than I think it was. It's going to be. I think it's like a mission or something. Something that happened or
some piece of technology.
Something.
I'm not sure that it's a particular mission so much as it's a. I don't want to say conspiracy,
secret.
They're working on some plan, nefarious or not, we don't know yet. But they have another agenda, let's say.
Mm-hmm. But who's they?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because we've
and
got,
how many is they?
And is she reporting
we've got
to
Bobby
Fury?
Mack. I don't know that she'd be reporting to Fury because they've already played that card on the show.
Okay.
and it would just kind of not really. Well, I mean, they could do it again, but it would be.
Well, it would be kind of Fury-like to have.
It would be like Arrow blowing up the city twice. Oh, wait.
Every season finale, the city burns.
It's going to be their room
gag.
That
sucks.
I know. They've done it 2 years in a row.
They're going to have to move to a different city soon so they can burn it down because there's not going to be anything left.
No, people are going to get sick and tired of rebuilding their city.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to burn the city down one more time because everything happens in threes, and that's when Ray Palmer is going to finally get his Star City, and we get the actual real name of the city that's from the comic books. But they're going to have to burn it down a third time.
Kind of like Rome, build it up every time you burn it down. But
exactly
it's like,
right.
But the thing is, you know, Fury did say that he would keep an eye on him.
Yes.
Yeah, and we also got an interesting conversation between Bobby and Coulson talking about Fury's style versus Coulson's style. You know, that idea of acceptable losses.
Right.
When Coulson sits there and says, zero.
Zero.
And he's starting to point at all of these civilians. Yeah. You got these tourists,
like
you got these people in the market, and you got these vendors here.
He doesn't like the term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They stay alive. It's not an option to just, burn this city to the ground in order to save the world.
And when he was talking about that, it's one of those sayings, it's definitely Coulson, because he's this badass secret agent, but at the same time, he's got this pure heart. It's like you kind of wonder, Could he pick up and wield Mjolnir?
That would be an interesting question.
Because I mean, you look at it in the promo to Avengers 2.
At your post credit sequence,
America, Steve Rogers, it budges slightly. It budges slightly. So I'm thinking, you get somebody who's kind of the quote unquote pure of heart type of thing.
Right.
Well, could Coulson actually be able to pick it up?
Well, that would be a fun
that's your post credit sequence at the end of Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Here, you drop this.
Yeah,
you can pick it up. He says,
guys,
"I got my own methods. I don't."
Hey guys, I'm still alive.
Did you see? And I didn't read the article yet. I need to catch up on it. But apparently, they're going to be shooting some Infinity War material.
They're shooting a couple more weeks.
During the reshoots.
Yeah.
For Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So they already know what's going to happen.
Well, they've
known what was going to happen since.
Well, to actually say that the script might be written, or at least enough of it.
They're just shooting some pieces and parts. And it could be just the teaser. Who knows?
And it could be some pieces of this that would be flashbacks in that one.
Could be. Yep. So that'll be interesting to see. But you talk about knowing what's coming. I we're getting more and more evidence that they're laying the groundwork for Inhumans in this show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we haven't talked about the opening sequence yet.
About the opening sequence.
This was the dream. Yeah, that Sky had the nightmare.
Yeah.
So, obviously she's in this dream. She's running down a hallway barefoot in a dress.
Always barefoot.
Not pregnant.
Flower dress.
Yes.
Ah.
Interesting.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
And calling for Coulson. And when she can't find him, then she's finds herself in another room magically through a glass. And,
she's in the lab.
Yeah. She's in the lab. Mm-hmm. And then she finds Coulson and May holding a baby. And talking about leaving the baby behind because what was the term?
Sacrifices in the poison tree,
if the tree is poison, the fruit is poison. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. How many of us thought that they were going to kill the baby?
I did not think they were going to
sacrifice
the baby.
Kill the baby. I thought that was coming.
That's what the temple's for.
Sacrificing babies.
But she was distressed because they were going to leave this baby behind.
Yeah, well, that would be a distressing dream.
Yes.
Who's the baby?
She's the baby.
Chibi's the baby.
But there was also the box. There was a box.
And
there was a box
playing music. It was playing Daisy.
Yeah. There was a music box.
The bicycle built for two.
Yes.
Which kind of cracked me up because of the whole 2001 Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And Coulson said, "Hey, it could be opened," and
yes,
she knocks it to the floor.
Yeah, she doesn't want it to be opened.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably not an accident. The what song it was playing?
Oh, one way.
You think?
Of course not.
No.
Well, you really? Know, you talk about, you know, we talk about, you know, Whedon with his throwaway lines and, you know, things that matter and things that, actually end up becoming a thing later.
Sure.
That you don't necessarily know. But
sure.
What do you think that means? Because we didn't really get much of a hint. This is actually the first time I think we've seen anything that would indicate Sky is having any kind of a reaction to any of all of this.
Yeah.
Sky and Raina are the hug. Sisters.
You think they're sisters?
No, I don't.
Well, are they related?
The dress, the flower dress is the...
I think that was just a throwback to the fact that they're both maybe inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
That she is like Raina more than she would like to know or like to think.
Possible.
But
I don't think they're related.
Does anybody remember what kind of dress her mother was wearing when she was taken by Whitehall?
I don't think it was a flowered dress.
No, at the end it was red.
Ah, very funny.
Didn't do that.
Did.
So
did.
Wrong.
It was not
did.
Nice. It was so creepy.
And you could say it was kind of flowered at the end.
No.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, and
well, moving on.
But no. So what do you think the music box signified?
I thought the box signifies like something being withheld and closed off,
right.
and it's
I thought it was the city,
to get
the
at.
City itself.
Well, if
I
it was,
it was
a DC show, that'd be Pandora's box.
At first, I thought it might be the obelisk.
I was thinking it referred to the obelisk, and then there was her turning into the stone.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. How it ended was she's turned to stone.
The song, I'm going to go out on a limb that maybe her mother sang it to her, maybe, possibly. But if that's the case, why wouldn't we hear the mother singing? Why
right.
wouldn't we hear
it? Was a music box.
It was a music box. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something significant to that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a music box that she doesn't actually remember, but maybe it was given to her by her father.
I want to say that the obelisk, the music box represents the obelisk, and the music is the song, quote unquote, so-called, that the obelisk will sing to...
Who it divines?
To Sky in order to become the key that unlocks everything. Mm. When she sits there and she touches it, it's going to communicate with her. Mm. And she's suddenly going to have all sorts of understandings. She's like, oh, I see everything now. It's full of stars. And that's what we're going to end on, maybe.
It's going to communicate
maybe.
By music,
for the,
just like
for the winter
just
finale.
Like in, Close Encounters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That could be it. I think I'm going to call it now. The winter finale will end with Sky touching the obelisk and losing her mind. Maybe not necessarily in a negative way, but just that,
having her
that
mind
whole,
opened.
That whole thing is going to just start, and that's where we're going to end. Either that, or Gemma and Fitz are going to run into each other's arms and kiss awkwardly, and that's where we're going to cut to black.
Man, I hope it's not that. Okay, I want to go back to that, to the city and the thing mm-hmm. with Mac and that the seal or whatever it was that fell mm-hmm. down the 100 feet.
Yes.
How come when Mac went down there, did that go down into the floor, or where did that?
There were chunks of stone.
It broke apart.
It broke
around.
Apart
yeah.
when
yeah.
it. Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if those yeah. were specific cut pieces that were a part of the layout,
right.
or you
like
know,
convenient places to sit.
Yeah. No, because I figured that it's some kind of a temple with, you know, sort of like Stonehenge only underground. And
I didn't really think about it at the time, but there were chunks of stone.
Yeah, there were
lying around. It didn't look.
I didn't realize that was what they. I didn't realize mm-hmm. that was the lid. I was wondering what happened.
So
to
he
the
went
lid.
Down after the drones,
and I thought it
drones...
was metal. Actually, was part of the way I was.
Yeah. So we really confused. Haven't really talked about that whole sequence at all. So they cut this hole in the floor in this
did they cut
cave.
It or did it just like open?
Yeah, no, Mac was there
was
with the laser.
A laser cut.
Okay, but it's still interesting that it
and
just
it was a perfect square,
fell,
too. He's very
yeah.
good at that.
He should get Mac's, the brownies.
Yeah, exactly.
Mac is mathematically precise.
Yes, he is.
You know, because he's an engineer and he can cut in straight lines without a tape measure or...
Yes. You need
a
straight
square.
Line.
Square.
Or
ruler.
Thing. The T-square thing.
Yes. Yeah.
tools of any sort.
Yeah. Freehand. Just a laser. Just cut it.
Freehand. It was
quite perfect. Using my hands is really showing people.
Not a compass, you know. Not a protractor, not a... Yeah.
So they send the drones down. The drones somehow die.
They lose power.
Yeah. And so then they send Mac down.
He loses power.
On a rope. He gains some power, actually.
Actually, yeah.
And when they haul him up, because he's screaming
but,
in pain...
But his electronics were out as soon as he was down there, too.
Yes.
Remember, he had to yell up. He tried to use his comm or whatever, and it was out immediately.
Yes. Yeah. So they bring him up. He's turned to El Diablo, and they finally subdue him with those electronic sticks that Bobby has. What do you call those? What would you call those?
Lightning sticks.
Klingon pain sticks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, and I think that, you know, it is...
And then he falls down the shaft again.
Shocker rods.
He almost gets shot. He almost gets shot.
Well, yes,
real
he almost
bullets.
Gets shot.
Yeah.
No. And what do you think is affecting him?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell because they're playing
whatever it is.
Whatever they're doing with. the problem is that they're taking us. We're pretty sure they're taking us to the territory of the Inhumans, but they have departed pretty significantly. Apparently, they've departed pretty significantly from the standard comic book Inhumans. So we're looking at some
real... So they're
taking
a different route, or a new...
And Gemma was giving some of the history on the local folklore of that place. So it was basically guarded by El Diablo.
Right. So
I think that this was a protection mechanism to keep people out of the city. So whoever touched this thing would basically... kill everybody else who was trying to get
become
in.
Become
El Diablo.
Nanobites? Nanobots?
Oh, it could
Nanites,
be.
Maybe?
Nanites.
Good question.
Some kind of transfer of technology because he actually touches marking in the floor. It's not necessarily just touching the floor.
He
or
activated
touching the wall.
That.
He activated a device.
The energy.
Right. And it transferred to his hand.
And it made markings on his hand.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It was like they were seared into his skin.
Actually, he's an Inhuman. Yeah.
Well, see, and that was the first thing I thought. When he touched it, it was like, why would it respond to him?
Right.
But then when he reacted the way he did, I thought, okay, it's either a defense mechanism or there's something else going on.
I think it was the city's defenses kicking in.
I think it could be.
Which feeds the folklore of El Diablo.
Right.
The thing that struck me is that Coulson knew that that's not Mac anymore. He knew.
I think the red eyes were a giveaway.
I've told you.
Yeah, but you know,
they're trying to kill them.
Yeah.
Well, Max in there somewhere. Well, he's just not strong enough to come through.
I don't know. People have taken pictures of me before, and there were red eyes, and I seem to be me right now.
Yeah, but if you were trying,
you don't have red eyes right now.
If you had the red eyes and you were trying to kill us right now,
and you told us to run,
that'd be a problem.
We'd run.
I'm a little too tired. Otherwise, I might.
It's not Dan anymore.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know. I mean, that's just it. This is.
You mean when Coulson said that's not Mac anymore?
Yeah. I mean, what?
El Diablo.
What is it? What is it? What are our possibilities?
I think he's become a sentry for the city to keep people out. That's what I think.
That's bad because he's like really, really strong now.
Well, there's just two.
Is there any Kree technology that anybody would know of that would
nothing that's leaping out right now? I think again we are in this fuzzy place where. They've given us enough of the general, the Kree, basically, in order to, because their own evolutionary path had come to an end, essentially, and to basically potentially serve as soldiers in their war against the Skrulls, came to Earth, manipulated humanity, ultimately left, and the Inhumans had had their own little evolutionary timeline here. We just don't have enough information right now. We just, we just got confirmation
we're
that
like
we have a
baby
Kree.
Steps.
Yeah. You know, we just got confirmation of the name.
I think it's interesting that the city is not in China. And I'm wondering if there may be some significance to that other than it's just not in China that makes us wonder, well, what happened in China? Why would, if the city is in Puerto Rico, is in part of the Bermuda Triangle, which S.H.I.E.L.D. dealt with in the 80s, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
What would have put any of the Inhumans in
Puerto Rico?
China?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, outside of...
What's opposite Puerto Rico on the globe?
Maybe China?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times, you'll have kind of a storyline in different things where you would think you come to the end of the journey, and it turns out to be a clue to the next location.
Sure, right.
And that could be it. There could be something else in China that's bigger.
Right.
And this is just one step toward it.
Well, that's where Sky was found.
He's getting the globe out.
I don't know that necessarily we're looking at anything particular. China actually having that much relevance aside from the fact that that's where Sky's mother is from.
And where Sky was found.
And I don't know. So I think that it's...
They're both Northern Hemisphere.
It's just where they hid them.
And that's where...
They were being protected.
Whitehall did his...
Yeah, that's where Whitehall found
experiments. Yeah, but if you go direct straight across... Because if you're not going to cut straight across there. You're going to cut equatorially, like the diameter is all the way across. Then you end up over in Indonesia.
Hmm.
Borneo, not China.
Oh, well, then...
Now, if you go... Well, no,
it's
because
exactly
even opposite, if you go through the center from China, you're going to end up in the Caribbean Sea. You know, you're not even going to be in. No, you're not. You're going to end
America.
Up in Peru.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's anything significant as far as Puerto Rico to China, but
so we're not going through the core of the
apparently
Earth.
Not.
No, so we will. No. The dinosaurs will remain hidden for a while longer.
Oh, thank God! It's not going to be Miracle Day. Travel straight through the core and ridiculous tongue monster thing. Worst Torchwood giver.
Yeah. We don't talk about that Torchwood.
Stop it.
So what's happening next week?
Well, I don't know, but there's teases on Twitter that it's going to be even bigger and more exciting than this week.
Who could be teasing that on Twitter?
Chloe.
Chloe who?
Bennett.
You're on a first name basis with her now.
Yeah.
Oh, Chloe. Yeah, Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe, your hug buddy.
Yep.
That was great.
Well, no, she did, nice. She did what, respond or retweet a couple of things that you did, so.
Yeah. So then we're on a first name basis, yeah.
Works for me. Have her come on the show.
There we go.
Well, I don't know what else is going to happen next week, but I really hope that somebody smacks the superior smirk off of Raina's face at some point next week.
Does she look like she's following an agenda of her own?
Oh, absolutely. She has no allegiances anywhere. She just goes for power.
I think she's following an agenda of her own, which is going to basically come back and bite her in a bad way.
That's probably true.
I would like for it to
come back in a bad way for her.
And I think she's probably working more with Whitehall than what Ward is.
I don't think she's working with Whitehall so much as she's working with Dad.
Yeah.
No. She's working with Monster Dad.
She's going to gravitate to whomever is in charge.
Well, she talked about him having given her a place to belong like a part of something.
That's about the strongest allegiance that she has. But, she was ready to leave them for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
when she was threatened. So she's very...
Yeah, she's looking out for herself. Yeah. But I think also that her overarching loyalty is to Dr. Demento.
Yeah.
So.
Because he's so misunderstood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we call him Dr. Dementor?
Well, there was a Harry Potter reference.
There was.
Dr. Demented.
Yeah.
Good enough.
And I think it looks like we're going to finally get a reunion between those two, Sky and her dad next week. Are we going to find out what Sky's name really is?
Ooh.
Do you think maybe that could be part of
the winter finale reveal?
Maybe it's Daisy.
But here's the surprise.
It's Mary Sue.
here's the Mary surprise. Sue. Her real name is the Doctor. The Doctor's real name is Sky.
It all becomes clear to me now.
There you go.
Well, now, see, because that actually, if we get that piece, then a lot of other pieces will fall into place just simply because we'll know who they are.
Yeah.
And if they're, if there are characters that we're familiar with from the comics, then that will inform the trajectory of the story for those of us who are familiar enough with, that's who that is. That's where they're going. If Dad turns out to be Hyde, then A plus B plus C equals X, and then or if Dad is Black Bolt's brother, then we're going this direction. You know, there's at least a hint of which way this is going to go, because ultimately we're going to end up with the Inhumans movie. So however we get there from
here
is going to be determined partly, at least as far as our guesswork goes, will be determined by the identity of these characters. So who do you think they are?
The Inhumans?
No. Sky and her dad.
Sky and her dad.
See, the problem is that, again, we don't have characters that are actually fitting even just the same ways that we've had characters fit in from the movie universe into the comic book universe.
Right.
I've never been happy with the idea of Sky's father's being Hyde. It just seems like such an odd fit.
Yeah.
And it could be Maximus the Mad. He'd be the tallest version of Maximus the Mad, I think, ever in the history of the character.
Well,
and also the sanest version of Maximus the Mad.
Yeah, but you know, Patton Oswalt is not the first person you'd expect to be playing Eric Koenig either. So
Sam Koenig or Billy Koenig.
Or Sam or Billy. Yeah, well, but any of those guys. There are 13 of them.
Yeah, well, I heard.
Hyde. It has never quite seemed like the logical. I mean, it doesn't seem to fit to me. Now, that doesn't mean it's not the case, but obviously, but
I kind of like the idea of him being Maximus because it actually would fit a little bit better given what we've had as the hints that
Sky will be Crystal from the Inhumans.
You think?
No.
So tell us why Maximus makes sense.
Well, because we've still been getting some teases and some hints from Vin Diesel that he may be playing another character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe besides being the voice of Groot. And everybody is, you know, granted everybody's jumping to a conclusion and speculating that he would be Black Bolt, because it actually makes sense that his voice goes with Groot and the rest of him physically goes with Black Bolt, because Black Bolt doesn't talk.
Right.
So I it's not 100% I'm married to that idea, but it actually would play with whatever it is they're trying to set up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If Dr. Dementor turns out to be Maximus, then we've got Kyle MacLachlan, who's got a track record in the cinema, in the movies.
This is true.
Playing maybe possibly the brother for Black Bolt, who's the king of the Inhumans. And he's going to be played by Vin Diesel.
It's possible.
Because Kyle MacLachlan is a star enough that you could take him from the TV show and throw him up into the movie theater and people would follow him. The story could follow him because he's that big of an actor.
Right. Sure.
Maybe. Well, yeah.
You've got a look on your face.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they've got this whole... We know we're setting this up for the Inhumans. We know that we've got our Kree established as being there. I mean, it's the Kree.
Right.
So we've got all this stuff set up, but nothing quite fits. I mean, the city doesn't quite fit because it doesn't appear to be
They have a long time to get there, though, because the movie's not slated for how long?
2 years.
They have a long time to get there to work through this.
They're going to give us some resolution.
We're
going to
get
in
little
here.
Bits and pieces.
Now, it doesn't have to be the whole resolution. It doesn't mean it's going to take us all the way to the official Inhumans.
No, the resolution is going to lead to more questions.
Sure.
Yes. Obviously.
But we have to have some kind of resolution here before we get there. I don't know. It's all the pieces aren't there in the way you would think they'd be there. I mean, why would Kyle MacLachlan be Hyde? Why, this doesn't seem like this is going to be the Inhumans city. It's the pieces don't fit where it is, and it's just really.
Okay, so if it's not Atlan, what else could it be?
Don't know.
It's not Atlantis.
Well, it could be. Atlan actually is a inhabited city. I mean, there's lots of Inhumans there. There's no indication that there's any life forms here.
Right.
So it's not an abandoned city. I mean, in whatever versions of the comic, it's not an abandoned city. It's where they live, and it's a hidden city. True, but this is very much a. So, let me,
as far as we know, appears to be.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm. It feels like we've all been making quite understandably, we've all been making a lot of assumptions and coming to conclusions about what everything is and where everything is and who people are. And then it's kind of like, because, I mean, you know, Sky's like, oh, I think I'm an alien. And Rain is like, you're not an alien. You're just a human. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, and really, though,
she was led to believe that because of what Coulson said to her.
Well, and we've never sit there and said, oh, Sky's an alien. We kept talking about the fact that she was asking that question.
Right.
So we haven't really jumped to that conclusion yet because we all know that she's an inhuman. We're jumping to a conclusion
exactly.
there, too.
That's just it. It's like,
we know she's.
But Raina seemed to confirm that tonight when she said, we're both human. But we're special. We're part of that group. There's a history there, and she even talked. You know, Raina even talks about her family history. I come from a long line of people, and you know the descendants and all that. So the indication would be that they're both inhumans of some sort. Whether they're related or not is still an open question. But I think the last scene of the winter finale next week is going to be Raina is going to be Sky touching the obelisk, or they both do. It blows up the city. Something.
I don't think there's going to be an explosion. I really don't.
Well, or maybe not an explosion. Maybe
something
maybe
will happen.
Maybe it collapses in on itself and moves to China. Maybe that's how you move it. Because Adelan does move.
Oh, sure, sure. It does.
And maybe this version of the city is abandoned in this dimension.
There's a Stargate.
Or perhaps it's only made in China.
They're slightly out of phase. Right?
Or made out of cheap plastic.
Made out of cheap plastic, yeah. Sure.
They had
why not?
Slightly higher lead content than
and rice.
Speaking healthy.
Yeah.
And they eat lots of rice.
Well, I think also we haven't really talked about the whole Ward as kind of this wild card for Hydra now. We sort of talked about that. He was really kind of upset with Whitehall's command was for them to just blow up the Airbus.
Which Ward was supposed to do.
Right.
And didn't.
Right.
Because he took Sky with him.
Well, he made a promise.
He wasn't supposed to do that.
He made a promise.
Mm-hmm. You think that's going to come back to bite him?
Is he
manipulating things to where he's going to come out of this unscathed? Do you think?
We're going to see what happens when Whitehall actually, if they fire on the plane, and
I think Ward's the white. He's the wild card here. Mm, he could really foil their plans.
He's sort of Lobo like. He's despicable, but he's a man of his word.
Maybe.
Sorry, I just got the image of Grant as Lobo.
On the space motorcycle?
Yeah.
On that old motorcycle?
He's like a spaz
black
crack.
Around the eyes and the hair. And
would be funny.
Well, the thing is, Marvel had to have their version of Lobo, I guess. And
Who's the Marvel Lobo?
Actually, Lobo was DC's version of Wolverine.
Okay. Yeah, all right, I can see that.
He's basically
Space Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. Space Wolverine.
But Wolverine's dead now.
The series. Not for long. It's a comic book death.
He's dead.
He's not completely
dead. He's dead, Jim.
Comic book death.
He's dead.
It's a comic book death.
I guess there was a rumor that Sabretooth is going to take over for him.
No, that's just not going to happen.
Really?
Avengers X-Men Axis. Different thing. So.
Yeah. So, okay, so we've got Mac.
I don't think he's completely dead yet.
I don't think he's
I think we're
going to
see
all.
More creepy
just
Diablo Mac. Crazy yeah. Diablo Mac.
No, I don't
week.
Think, I think, he, yeah, he went
you
down
guys,
that shaft, but
he's
I'll bet
Uber
he just,
soldier now.
Oh, he's
feel
like,
happy.
He bounced, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even think he's going to have
I think
a flesh
Coulson
wound.
Was right. It's not Mac anymore, but it's not also dead.
So
it's like the guardian of the city.
Is Mac going to die?
You think
he's dead and whatever is inhabiting him is just reanimated
I
as corpse?
I don't want it to be so, but I think
zombies
that's
on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
possibility. plausible explanation.
No, I don't think he's going to be a zombie.
He's not a zombie.
I think there's Max still in there.
We saw them in the in the preview. They're going to be up in their suits. They're going to walk around the corner, and Rick's going to be standing there going, "Are those walkers?"
Either that, or they come around the corner and there's a bunch of eggs on the floor.
It's zombie Mac.
I'll take both.
There you go.
So basically, now they have zombie Mac on the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Diablo, El Diablo.
And it's not really Adelan. It's Terminus.
Terminus.
And you know what's going to happen?
Because stomach aches, too much turkey, right?
As soon as the episode is over, ABC will tweet out a picture, RIP Mac, right? And have the internet will explode like a Michael Bay movie.
Well, they'll just actually tell us that the show's not coming back in the spring. It's just the canceling. They'll be canceling it right after this.
Whedon!
There would be a huge disturbance in the force. Yeah.
You know, I don't think the show could ever... the show could be canceled, but it's not going to be canceled this year.
No, we talked about this earlier, very early on, is that this show is almost entirely cancel-proof.
Yeah.
As long as the Avengers films...
Because they're making movies to... suited.
So there's money to be made. But it has been a strong season. It's been an interesting season.
Yeah. Much better than last season. Oh, and, you know, it all goes down to just that one thing. We can't say Hydra. And that just almost killed him last season.
Yeah.
We've got that restriction out of the way.
Yes, but indeed. Now what are they not allowed to say?
Inhumans.
They still can't say mutants. But they'll say they can at some point we'll get Inhumans, and I think the show is going to be where it starts. I think it's going to. I think we'll see it there.
I think it makes sense. Yeah.
Hear the term there, and that's going to lead to the movie, which is a strategy that's never been done. But it's a
long trail of crumbs.
Well,
it
fits the Marvel model though, because Marvel is looking at this as all one big cohesive thing, and it's not. Bits and pieces and parts, and we've actually talked about this before. The fact that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is a TV series, and each movie is an episode in the TV series.
Sure.
That's why the directors and the writers all have to fit into the whole scope of the show, because Marvel Cinematic MCU,
right?
You know, that's what it is.
I think.
It's Law and Order, MCU. And every writer and director has to fit the series. And
Jessica Jones and...
all of those are going to have to fit, too.
No.
Daredevil, MCU. Bum, bum. You know? Jessica Jones, MCU. Bum, bum. You know, they're all...
Jennifer Walters.
Yeah. You know, and they'll go for 20 years with the same theme.
It worked.
Still going.
It's branded in your head.
It is. Yeah. We even did a parody of the Gotham opening with it, which you can see on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/sci-fi for me. I think we're going to get Ward going out on his own next week.
I think he's going to foil some plans.
He's going to lash out against Hydra because he's got Sky.
So do you think they actually did shoot down the plane?
It doesn't matter if they try and shoot down the plane, he's going to be very, very upset because he told them that they were.
Yeah.
Everyone
he made a promise.
Yeah. And he always keeps his promises.
He's on one of the Quinjets, which can shoot the other Quinjets.
Right. Yeah. No, he'll go ballistic if he sees them trying to shoot the bus down.
Yeah. He will. He will.
Oh, it's not a bus now, is it? Or is it the bus?
Well, it's the bus. Okay. Yeah, it's still
I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Can we make him stop?
Just scoot your chair down a little bit. It's
creepy.
Everything's fine.
Suddenly, I have the urge for a nice candy and some fava beans.
Don't be afraid, Maya.
Really?
Everything's going to be fine.
Take a stress pill, Maya.
Go away.
All right. On that note, we are going to go away. And we'll come back next week. And we will, like I said, we'll be off the during the break.
What?
The winter finale break, the winter break. You know, why? Okay, before we go, Tim, why are you having a problem with winter finale? I've been digging that in tonight because you reacted.
Well, because it's a new made up thing. It's a mid-season finale. Okay, it's just it's a dumb new name. It's like winter finale because we're gonna have the spring finale, then we'll have the summer finale, the fall finale.
Well, see, the thing about it is, though, you can't. With TV is not.
They're still doing seasons anymore.
Well, no, though.
They're not.
It's not in the same way that they used to be.
It's right. One season split into two parts, and you've got your mid season, and then your series finale.
They could call it halftime.
They're just making up a whole new. It's like the winter finale.
Well, they can't call it halftime without a Pepsi commercial.
Well, I did see one tonight.
Yeah, speaking of terrible commercials, that was a dumb commercial.
That was pretty bad.
Although the car was cool and the costumes were cool and it was nice vintage stuff. By the way,
speaking of commercials,
intermission.
If you have a company, then that company would like to have a commercial in our podcast. Ooh. As a sponsor.
Oh, see how I did that?
Very nice. Very nice.
Right in there.
Then you can send us an email, level1187@scififorme.com, or I guess if we're talking advertising, you can send it to marketing@scififorme.com. You can connect with us on all of the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, no MySpace.
Facebook.
Did I say Facebook? I didn't say Facebook. Facebook.
Does MySpace still exist?
Yes. Yes, we're there as well.
I'm not sure.
Yes, it does.
And you can subscribe through iTunes or OneCast, Double Twist, Stitcher, and everything that we do. All of the news articles and all of the recaps and the reviews and everything that we have is, of course, available over at scififorme.com 3.0. Which
is improved, made of candy.
Lots of shiny and lots of winky blinky lights and moving parts and new features and stuff that you can look at and go, ooh.
I was about to call you out on the winky blinky lights and then I remembered there's the little stars.
There are blinky lights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Kind of tiny whiny.
Yeah.
And come to find out, December 2nd, which is the day that we're recording this, is the actual fourth anniversary of version 2.0.
Wow!
So we were a little ahead on the Switch, but yeah, we've been 4 years on WordPress, and now we're not on WordPress anymore. We've got our own site, and if you'd like to advertise on the site, let me just keep plugging that in there. Okay, that's going to do it for us this evening, this hour, this episode, and we will be back next episode to talk about the winter finale of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where things will go boom.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, things are going to go boom.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, things are going
to. I want to switch places.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Cammie Settle.
Good night.
Maya Aids.
Good night.
Tim Harvey.
Good night.
Dan Henley.
Good night.
For all of us here at scififorme.com, I'm Jason Hunt. Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com. Copyright 2014 by Flaming Dog Media, LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this program may be retransmitted without the express written consent of Flaming Dog Media. SciFiForMe.com, your portal to the science fiction multiverse.